Is Angela working tonight?
Yes, she is. I'll take it to her. Thank you.
Joining us here today is the venue manager for Springfield's Orion Hotel, Paul Telford. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Do you see this being a useful initiative?
Yeah, I do. I think it can help people feel safe in a pub and an environment where they feel like they can't get away from something. And I really do think it can be useful.
Has your venue ever had to intervene in a situation that could have been avoided if this campaign was in place in Queensland?
Not off the top of my head, no. But we have intervened in certain things when someone said, oh, this person's annoying me, can you look into it, and we'll look at cameras and intervene in that regard. But nothing seriously like that. But I can feel that it could be very useful.
Yeah, so it sounds like in a roundabout way you're actually already actioning this type of campaign. Do you think it would be easier for you to take control if you did have the backing of a campaign such as this being rolled out?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, if there was a campaign that everyone knew the rules and, you know, like how to initiate it, you know, when they're in there, instead of just like, oh, who do I go to see? Usually they try and look for a security guard or something like that. Sometimes they can't get away from, you know, whoever they might be with. But if we can go to the bar and initiate it there, that's a lot handier, I think.
And do you think there would be extra training required for your staff, or do you think they're already equipped to sort of handle situations like that, being that it's a sort of nightly type occurrence on your big party nights of a Friday, Saturday when people are out and in the masses?
I don't think there's any more actual training required. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. The only thing that you have to take into account is that sometimes, you know, the boy cried wolf, you know, so you've got to really look into it. So you tell the barman, you get them to stand aside, and they just look into the situation and look to see what's actually happened.
I think it's definitely a good thing to have someone with a sober and clarity of mind in order to assist in those situations where alcohol is fueling a lot of the time. So thank you so much for your time, Paul. The verdict is in. It's a good idea. We should be rolling out that across southeast Queensland.
Not a problem. Glad I could help.
Thank you.
Have you ever found yourself in that situation?
I have. Yep. Like the thing is, Tinder. It's the biggest thing that's happening right now for younger age groups. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of online dating platforms. Yep. So there's a lot of older people as well going through this. If you're on a date, whether there's alcohol or not involved, sometimes it can get a little bit creepy. So to have that option, and Orion actually being one of my local pubs, to have that option would have been a great thing. However, there's a lot of pubs that do it in a roundabout way. Yep. They assist their patrons. Obviously, that's what they're obliged to do. However, I think this would create a lot better of a backing for them.
Yeah, that's right. If you go out, be safe. Try and be as safe as you can.
Always let someone know where you are.
That's right. Okay, phoenixradio.com.au and Brisbane Youth Radio. You're listening to John Laird and Kaylee Jade Baker.